Praise God. It's good to see everyone. This is Pastor John Heiss and
Mary Ann Heiss.
And Mary Ann, yeah. Our Wellspring midweek message. And we hope that you all have been blessed by this great weather. We've had just fantastic weather. We had a great Palm. We had a really good Palm Sunday service out in the parking lot. So we had a parking lot praise here. And everybody was waving their palm branches, which was really cool. And so I was really enjoying it. So I just want to say hi to everybody. And I want to thank everybody who watches this, who takes the time to watch it. Every so often I hear from somebody, and I was like, oh, I didn't know you watched it. And I thought it was really nice. So we just want you to know we appreciate you. And we pray for you. And we also appreciate just the fellowship that we have, even though we can't see each other. So I wanted to talk about today, in this time of teaching, I wanted to take some time and talk about prayer. And we've been pastoring for, 20 years more here, plus other places. And I would say that the Lord's Prayer, obviously, and other aspects of prayer is a major part of what we do. And yet, I feel like after all these years that we still are working at trying to be, you know, the best at what we do in prayer. And because that is such a key part of what it means to be a Christian and what it means to work together as a body. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that aspect of prayer where it's not so much just you and the Lord, and I can talk about that, but I didn't want to talk about that so much today. But just talk about what it's like when you get with people to pray and how powerful it is when you can get with somebody and pray together. And of course, we're trying to learn how to do it over Zoom and not be in the same room. That's tough. It's a little different feel when you're looking at a little picture of somebody on a screen and then working all that stuff out. But I want to talk about what prayer is like when we pray it together. And I just wanted to reference a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 where Paul talks about when you get together. And he says, I want you to know that you just can't confess Jesus as Lord without the Holy Spirit. You have to, you need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a part of what we do when we confess Jesus. And then he talks about everyone. In verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 12, it says, everyone, each one, has a manifestation of the Spirit. And so what makes working together as a group in prayer is that everybody has a part to play. And everyone has a way, and this word manifest is kind of a word we don't use as much as we used to. You know, like it's so I've got the word appearing. The Holy Spirit appears through each person. And that word manifest, like also that goes back a ways too. When you have a ship's manifest, it's like a listing of the cargo that's on the ship. Like, what do you have on your ship? What are the things that you're going to be pulling out of that ship that we can see? That's a real true representation of what's inside that big ship. And the Holy Spirit makes himself really, makes a statement through every person in that prayer meeting. And sometimes I think when we get together to pray, we think, well, what do I say? Do I just talk? And I'm not saying that God doesn't care, you know, that somehow you've got to do everything right. You know what I'm saying, Marianne? I'm not trying to make it like, well, you know, if you don't do this right, God really won't hear your prayer. No. That's not what I'm trying to say. But that the Holy Spirit wants to appear when we pray. And he wants to use, and he's going to appear in different ways through different people. And so, so I want to talk about that today. What do you think?
I think that's very good. You can't really, you can't see the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But he makes his himself known.
Right.
Through different means, different people, different
right.
ways.
Right. And we really need each other. There are times when, like I was sharing in my message a while back about divine connections, when Mary was told by Gabriel that her cousin Elizabeth was miraculously with child, she like ran. I mean, she really went far, and she went a long distance, and she went quickly to see Elizabeth. And when she arrived, Elizabeth broke out into this manifestation of the Holy Spirit, didn't she?
Yes.
That wouldn't have happened if Mary didn't show up. And then Mary began to sing this great song, this worship song, which we call the Magnificat. But it's, it, again, because of that divine connection between two people, it just brought out an expression. I guess that's another word for manifestation. A unique expression of the Holy Spirit that would not have happened if those two people hadn't connected somehow. And so this is sort of my heart here for today, just to encourage you the importance of, you know, getting with somebody, whether it's electronically or somebody in your home. Obviously, we could pray together in our home. We don't have to worry about socially distancing ourselves in our own house. But the other aspect is that we need to honor each other. And in that same passage in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the greater honor principle. And what does that mean? Well, Paul said that it's certain parts of your body. He used this example of your body. Certain parts of your body you actually give greater honor to by the way you dress. And so one thing about prayer that's so cool is that we can watch God use people who aren't, quote, the leader or have a position, and God can really use them in a prayer meeting and just like change heaven and earth. So I guess that was another thing, this greater honor principle. Sometimes God will just use somebody to make a prayer. And I'm just thinking of the meeting we had last night. The prayer meeting we had last night was really different. Not everybody prayed the same way. Could you?
Definitely.
Yeah, I was like, no, it wasn't. Some people prayed one way. Some people prayed a different way. And you just, I think God can really change something in ways that we don't expect. So we have a great deal of diversity, you know? So
God likes diversity.
He likes it, yeah. He really does.
He created us all different.
Yeah.
So he likes that.
He really likes us. He likes our differences when we come into unity, obviously.
Yeah.
And not just doing our own thing. And that's the key. That's the key. I think one of the most powerful parts of the Lord's Prayer is when we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So how do we come into unity being so different? It all has to do with what we choose and what we want. So I think that's a big, big key for this kind of prayer. To pray together and connecting with people is that you have to just, in your own heart, you have to say, "Lord, what is your will today? What do you want to do?"
And, can I say something?
Yeah, yeah, please.
I think
do.
It's like a choir.
Yeah.
Following the choir director. Everybody in a choir has their own talents and their
yes.
own ability to sing beautifully by themselves.
Yes.
You know, but when they come together in a choir, their desire is to make a beautiful piece of music together, create a beautiful choral experience together. So they're following the director who's keeping them all on the same course.
Yes.
And they're doing two things. They're following the director, and then they're also being considerate of other people in the choir.
Right.
Because you don't want to have your voice sticking out way above right. everybody else.
Right. That's a great analogy.
So you have to listen to the people around you.
Right.
Not try to sing louder than them.
Right.
And then
blend.
It's called blending.
Right.
And then you're watching the director and trying to follow his direction as well
right.
as you can. So that's the director, of course, is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
We're keeping our eyes and our ears open for what he wants. And also listening to those around us, too, and not just being on our own little thing. When
right.
we do that, we'll have unity.
Right. And we'll have a great sound, you know, a powerful sound.
Yeah.
You know, I think another thing that we have to be careful about, and it's really easy in a church, for us at least, is to get into some kind of pattern or formula where, like, okay, this is how we do this, and step one, step two, step three, and therefore we do it that way, so we're not really trusting the Holy Spirit. I mean, we're just going to follow this pattern. Okay, so now you pray this one, and then you pray this one, and so you just make up a little formula or a cookie I call cookbook, and then it comes out a certain way. Well, what if the Lord isn't into that pattern?
What if he doesn't want chocolate cookies today?
What if he wants vanilla and not chocolate? You know, what's God's flavor today?
Or spice cookies.
So anyway, I just wanted you to think about that too. But we have scripture that kind of shows us. He gives us guidance on how to do things. He wants us to, you know, figure things out. He wants us to have guidance. But the Holy Spirit will use a scripture many times to guide us. So I want to talk about this because it has to do with this word quicken. And I think I want to kind of finish up with this thing about a quickening. Like, the quickening is like an old-fashioned word. And witness is another word. The witness of the Holy Spirit, or quickening of the Holy Spirit, or an inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But what I find is that many times when we want to pray together, we need to be sensitive to the witness or the quickening of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, and also kind of in the atmosphere of that room. Now, so we were having a Zoom conference prayer meeting, and I asked one of the guys that was attending it, who doesn't come to our church, but he was in the meeting, and he used the word revelatory, which is a great word to use. But basically what he was saying is that God was showing you what to pray and how to pray as you were going along. And he could see that, you know. And so what we would hear is that somebody would say this: while you were praying, something came to me, just kind of came to me, that I thought, wow. And then that's what he would share, that he would pray that because something came while you were speaking. So what that shows us is that when we pray together, we need to always still be listening to the Holy Spirit, so that God will speak to us while someone else is doing something, and he'll bring us that preceding word, or that, you know, the Bible talks about this Greek word rhema, that preceding word, that man shall not live by bread only that falls from heaven, right, the manna, but actually the word of God that comes to you like manna. It just comes down and you pick it up and you go with it. You know, it's your daily bread. So I just wanted to kind of finish with that. And another word, you know, because some people will pray, oh, well, you've already prayed this, so why should I pray? You know, some people kind of think, well, so-and-so prayed that prayer. Why should I pray anything about that anymore? They prayed it. Well, did God quicken something to you? Did God give you something while they were praying? maybe there is an expression through you, because God honors your prayer just as much as somebody else. Maybe you're going to bring something to that prayer that God gives you, and he's not going to give it to somebody else. So you better pray it. Better release it. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that today, and finish with a definition or some of these things about quickening. Quickening is, again, kind of a scriptural term that basically means to take something that's dead and make it alive. And so the Bible talks about how we're dead in the flesh, but we have been quickened by the Holy Spirit. So the very concept that we have in our Christian life is that without God, without the Holy Spirit, we're like a dead person. We just don't have the real life of God in us. So when we pray, the Holy Spirit will give us things that we could not get without him.
Amen.
Amen? So let's just conclude right now by praying that right now. So Holy Spirit, we just ask you for everybody this week and for me and all of us, that we would learn and we would grow and that we would increase in our reliance and our trust upon the quickening work of the Holy Spirit, so that we would seek to connect with each other. And if we have to keep our safe distance, then we will do it electronically or whatever. But we will learn how to connect and be quickened so that we can come into a flowing Word of God, a daily Word of God. We're not just following a pattern or a form. We're not just doing what we think is right, but Lord God, that we will be connected to your choice, your will for that time. And Lord, we just praise you for that, Lord. We pray that we would learn how to follow you like a choir follows its director, and that we will bring our own individual vocal quality that you have, and Lord, create something beautiful with it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did you get anything quickened?
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. We're very thankful for you. And again, thank you for taking the time to listen to this. You be blessed the rest of this week.
Yes, be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Bye.